So Rashi opens up. All right, Rahi Yaakov. Lama Parsha Zustuma Lafisha. So why is this Parsha Satum? It doesn't have the nine-letter break, you know, between Parshas Vayigash and there, right? It represents that in because in this week's Parsha, when Yaakov Avinu died, so Am Yisrael's hearts and eyes were eyes and hearts were closed, blocked literally, that from the Tzar of the Shibut that they started being Mishabed. So Stuma connected Nistumoy name believe I'm Shal Yisrael. Because of the Tsaras Hashibud, which began with Petiras Yaakov, that's what happens in this week's parsha. So we had two kashas. Right. Number one, what is this little poetry of Nistumoy Nevim? The eyes and the hearts got blocked. They didn't go into cardiac arrest, they didn't go blind. They worked in the construction of pyramids, Chomer of Levanim. So like, what does it mean? What do the words mean? But also, number two is that it's historically inaccurate. You say this, the Shibut started with Petiras Yaakov. We read in this upcoming week's Parsha, Mefurish, not that way. It says, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echav v'chol adaro v'nei sabarushu. And then after that, Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim. Right? The Shibud did not start until after all the Shvatim died. So I mean, once Yaakov Avinu died, so the Shibud started. The Shibud didn't start until after, right? Dover Acher Shib. This is Rashi's first shot. These are two kashas. Dover Acher, another pshat, Shabikesh, the Gauss of Kates, Levana, Vinistamimeno. That he wanted when he goes to bless them. He wanted to be Megala the Kates, and it was blocked from him, Nistamimeno, blocked from him. Right? So we had two kashas over here on this part of Rashi. Right? 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 First of all, right? First of all, the Galta the Kates. Right? So maybe it's not such a kasha, but still. L'chora, Yaakov didn't have to do that, right? Because, Avram Avinu already got a nevuah that Golus Mitzrayim would be 400 years, right? So, of course, maybe that nevuah that Avram Avinu got is, not enough information to know the exact date, right? To know the exact date. Right, but still, they knew that it wasn't going to last forever. Maximum 400 years. The Maisa was only 210 years, Kayadur. Right, so they knew that it was temporary. They had a Messiah already from Avraham Avinu. Right, yeah, and because of this kasha, some of Farshim want to say that Rashi means, and Rashi and the Medrash is quoting. Made the cates of all the goals. Yes, Mitzrayim. There was a date to it. There was like a ceiling. It can't be longer than 400 years. That was for sure. Right, so if he's going on goals Mitzrayim per se, Am Yisrael had an approximate date. Right. So why was it necessary that Yaakov should reveal? You say he'll reveal the exact date, but the Pashtus had the Emunah. Right, they had the emuna that it was going to be temporary. So what did Yaakov Avinu want to add? Right, that's our first question. Our second question is on the lashon, v'nistam mimeno. It was blocked from him, blocked. Like memanafshach. What do we mean? Do we mean? That the pshat is that Hashem caused him to forget when the cates was. So then the proper lashon to use is v'nis'alim mimeno, and the thought evaded him, nis'alim mimeno, right? Or do we mean that Hashem ossered him from saying it, And there is a lashon like that in the Medrash, you know, by where it says he's kavushma ve'esochem v'hem b'achusem v'gatel v'skaper at the end of time. The Rashi says over there that he looked and he saw the Shechina and said, "Uh-oh, can't reveal secrets." So then, you know, so the lashon is v'nimna mimena. He was stopped. Nesar alav or nimna mimeno. Is that a question? You know, nistami meno, you know, stima, you know, stam, but it means blockage. Doesn't mean prohibited, doesn't mean forgetting. So the Lord nistami meno is a Lord, it was blocked from him. Blocked. They blocked, you know, either forbidden upon him, you know, forbidden upon him, or he forgot, you know, not blocked. Right? And all this relates to the fact that there is no break, you know, between Vayigash and Vayichi. So, going in the order of the parsha, so what Yaakovinu actually attempts to do, what Rashi is referring to, when he says, Hikatsu Shmu, right, gather together and listen. Right? And I'll tell you what will happen, Bachris Hayamim, you know, which is the event that Rashi is referring to, you know. When that actually happens, so the Medrash Rabba says on that pasuk, Hikapsu Shmu. Right? Bnei Yaakov, Mishimu Yisrael Avichem, gather together and listen. So the Medrash says, "Rav Brecha says, Zin Amar B'Shem Rechiyah, Zin Amar B'Shem Rabbanan, Taman, Mikan Amru." From here, we learn Shem Befuzarim. They were scattered. V'Yod Malch B'Kitzan. The Malch had to come down and gather them together. Amru Tanchum Mikan Shem Befuzarim B'Kitzan Brachash. They were scattered and they were gathered together by Ruach HaKodesh. So now I'm not, you know, we're not going to examine what is the Hevdel Mahuti, you know, between the two Pshatim, whether they're gathered by a Malach or they're gathered by Ruach HaKodesh. We don't think that they all lived in the same house. Like, they're all living in Goshen, right? Why should we assume, right, that they all lived in the same house? They all lived in Goshen. Every Shevet had its own house, right? So of course they were scattered, right? And of course they have to come together. Like what does the Medrash find so amazing? Melamed that they were mefuzer and okay, no, I didn't think anything else.
And it can't mean outside of Goshen. Even though they started off in Goshen, it can't mean that there was some kind of assimilation.
The logistics are, you know, poshut. Everyone, all of them were in their own house, right? Or they were all hanging around Yaakov Vino's house. But you imagine that. So everyone's in their corner. So of course he comes, right? Gather
you
around
need
the bed.
You need
like,
a
it's like what the marriage says, Malame. That they were mefuzer, and now that, you know, so stop, you know, what's all you're saying? He called them. No, it was a malach. One lashon is the malach, and one lashon is with Ruach HaKodesh. He pulled them together. Right, so there's obviously something more going on over here. Now maybe we should have mentioned this before what we just mentioned. The Medrash Rabba also at the beginning of the parsha, Agav that this, you know, in this parsha Yaakovinu gives over his last will and testament. So the Medrash decides to go on what all the how the other Tanoim, you know, and Amoraim gave over the last will and testament before he died, and it goes on to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. You know, what he was mitzaveh before he died. right? Just like it goes through a few other examples of what the Tanoim were mitzvah, their children before they die. But for some reason, Medrash goes on and says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi lived in Tzipori for 17 years. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, Vayichi Yaakov Beretzheim Shvayas Reishona, V'chaya Yehuda B'Tzipori Shvayas Reishona. What in the world does that have to do with anything? And that's like what it just throws in the middle of, you know, the discussion, you know, of what Rebbe was mitzava kodem misasai. Right, anyway, so now, so after Yaakovinu, like Rashi says, you know, like the Medrash showed him, Rashi said in the Medrash, he meant to be Megal the Ketz, but instead that was stopped, so he gives them brachas instead, goes through, you know, the brachas of each Shevet, and then, after Zev, Vayachal Yaakov Tzal Sipanah, Vayasav Raglo Mita, Vayigva, Vayasef Alamah. Yep. He goes, and so we spoke about this Rashi many times. Right, so Rashi says, Misa loine marbo, because Yaakovinu lomes. Right? So of course, like we've asked in previous shurim, you know, it says, you know, Vayikru yimei solomus. So, you know, Rashi's diuk is not a diuk. Right? Because the word Misa, you know, and also Vayomer Yisrael Yosef hinei anochi meis. Twice, you know, Yisrael says he's going to die. But anyway, but speaking of Yaakovinu Lomes, Rashi says this pshat, not, even though this pshat is not mefurish anywhere, he says it an inspiration inspired by the famous Gemara in Tainus. And the Gemara says two Amoraim were in a suit, I forget their names exactly. It's more in the Tainus Daf Helmut Beis. You know, the two Amoraim were in a Suda. One says to the other, hey, you know, say it, Bartos, I want to move Suda, wait till the end. At the end of the Suda, he says, Yaakovinu Lomes. So the other guy asks, right, B'chi, B'chdi, Saftu Saftaya, Chantu Chantaya, Kavru Kavraya? Right, is it for nothing, right, that he was mourned, that he was embalmed, that he was buried? So he answered, Mikroni Derash, where? I have a drasha. Right, it says, Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, Val Techas Yisrael, Kini Moshiach HaMirachok, V'Zarcha Merchavim. Don't fear Yaakov, don't worry Yisrael, I will save you from, even if you're far away, and your children from the land of their captors. Makish Hu Lezare, right, Hekish between Yaakov and his children. Ma Zaro B'chayim, Af Yaakov B'chayim, Afu B'chayim. Right, just like his children are alive, so Yaakov is also alive. Right? So very nice, you have a hekesh from that pasuk in Navi. So he said, Makish Hu Lazar, so just like the children of Yaakov, so also Yaakovinu is alive. Right, so it's the fact that we have to understand what that means, but the main problem is it doesn't take off the kasha. Right, what if the first guy, with that the discussion ends, right? With that, the dialogue ends. As if the kasha was answered, right? The kasha was, is it for nothing? You say he didn't die. So he was nispad, he was nechnat, and he was nikvar, right? So I said, well, yeah, but mikron, yeah, but I've got a drasha. So why you got a drasha? Your drasha is obviously wrong. If it says mefurish in the chumash, they was nispad, nechnat, and nikvar. Like, how does the drasha take off what the chumash says, black on white? That, you know, there was, nispad, nechnat, and nikvar. So it is like this. I want to go back to the Lashon of Rashi that Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Esaketz. And this actually brings us back to something that we spoke about in Parshas Miketz. Right? The end of the Golos is called the Ketz. Right? Well, why called Ketz? It's called Gemar. The end of the Golos. Right? Sofa Golos. You know, call it Sof, call it the end. Right? Call it the finish. Why do you call it the edge? You know, the Russian cakes mean edge. So the pshat that we want to say, we want to suggest, is like this. It's not the pshat so much that Yaakovina wants to reveal the exact date of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Could be that's nichlal, and that's included in what he wanted to reveal. But the pshat is he wants to reveal that Golos has an edge. Now, what do I mean? Right? So let me explain what I mean. Like, no event that we have in human affairs lasts forever. Right? Good events last from, this time to this time, and bad events also last from this time to this time. Right? No event is eternal. Every event starts here and ends here. Every event is a time limit. Right? And mitzad that, seemingly all events are equally as real. Right? The good times, the bad times, seemingly they're all equal. No, equally as real. Right? Nothing's permanent, not the good times, not the bad times, all equally as real. Right? And if that's the case, even though Golos is not going to last forever, but that's no consolation. Now, to accentuate the point, the Lashon of the Ramchal, the Ramchal deals with this on a much more severe level, that's mamish frightening. In his sefer called Ma'amar HaGeula, right? Ribbono Shel'Olam promises us in the Navi Yeshaya, Samchenu ki yemoisi nisanu shnos reinu ra, Hashem, make us happy. The same amount, equivalent to all the days that we were oppressed and we saw bad, right? Ki yemoisi nisanu shnos reinu ra. Frank the Ramchal, and he said it in his time, which was almost 300 years ago. 300 years ago, Kol Shekhen, the kasha only got worse. He says, it's not possible. Reboshim cannot fulfill this nevuah. Right? Because we've been in Golos almost 2,000 years. Right? How much time is left to play, till the end of the 6,000 years? 200 some odd years. So this nevuah cannot be mekuyam. Yemei Nisanu Shnos Ra'inu Ra is about 10 times more than the time left to play of the Zman HaGula, even if Mashiach would come right now. Kol Shekhen, if he doesn't come right now, Chas V'Shalom. Right? It's an unbelievable kasha. It's very frightening. Now, he says over there an unbelievable yesod, al pisoid, that we could glean a pshat from, and he says like this: "That's don't worry, it's not a kasha, because all the iris that were supposed to shine during those years, if they would have been good times and the sitracha wouldn't be shaylet, all those good iris, right? The Rebbeinu is going to condense all those iris in whatever time is left to play." In Olam Hazeh, from the time Mashiach comes till the end of, right? Reboshim, nothing staying. He could compress all the Uris of those Shnos Ra'inu Ra, the Uris that there should have been, if not for the fact that it was the Zman HaGolos, he'll compress all those Uris into the good days, no matter how few they might be in number. So qualitatively, the quality of the good times will be mamish, keneged yemosi nisanu shmos reinu ra. Right, which means, you know, when it comes to Toiv, you know, Toiv has no limit. So even if you're dealing with only very few days, you could condense the goodness of thousands of years in only a few days. The message being like this, right? The message being like this. If Chas V'Shalom, Golus is, the Zman of Golus is just as real as the Zman of the Geula, so then Golus wins. It's 10 times longer than the good times. So what if it's temporary? Right? If they're equally as real, so you had 2,000 bad years, you know, and you had 230 good years with Melech HaMashiach, right? But it is that they're not equally as real, because even the, you know, the as short as it might be in number, but the toiv, right, the amount of koch that could be put into tov is infinite. Which puts Tov as a whole different league of existence than Ra. Ra is not infinite. Tov could be infinite. So we could have all the eras of thousands of years condensed in 200 years or less. No problem. And that's what it means that the Golus has a case, it has an edge. That it's not just the pshat that it's temporary. That alone is not the pshat. It's not limited to that. Because temporary as it might be, it's been most of destiny so far. Am Yisrael spend more time in Golus, not just this Golus, but all the Goluyot. Am Yisrael has been much more times in Golus than they've had Shalva. We maybe had 1,000 years of peace, you know, between the two commonwealths together. Right, and we've been, you know, in under, you know, other foreign nations before, in the middle, and after, you know, much more. It's at least double the size. So the fact that it's temporary is no consolation, right? It has, because it's still taking up most of destiny, right? So the consolation is in that there's a ketz. There's a ketz. Right, Golus has an edge. So even if it takes up a lot of time, but the metzias of it is a very limited metzias. Whereas the metzias of Toiv is koach ein sofi. Really, where we Bikesh Yaakov the Galot et Haketz, he wanted to reveal this message to his children, right? Wanted to reveal that Golus has an edge to it. You know, as long as it takes, it's not a infinite reality. It doesn't infinite reality. I mean, it does. It's not in the same league of existence as the Tov, and that's what you have to know. And if you know that, the Golus doesn't overcome you, you overcome it. But that's what you need to know. Right. That's what he wanted to reveal. And now, really, this is the secret of, you know, what we find. You know, the Gemara says in Perek Chelet, there's like a whole bunch of memris of Chazal on the inyan of Das. So amongst the memris that are said there are two memris that, you know, say, you know, you know, the same message, just once in the positive and once in the negative. It says, "Kol mi she'ein bo das le'soif golem im koimer." Anyone doesn't have das, in the end will be exiled from his place. He'll lose his position. That's anyone who doesn't have das. But it says in the positive, kol mi sheyesh bo das, kilu nivnasa beis hamikdash b'yamo. Right? Anyone who doesn't have das, it's, for him, it's, there is a beis hamikdash. Because there's a man, sheyesh bo das, for him there is a beis hamikdash.
What was the first tzad?
Kol
mi sheein lo das. Kol mi sheein lo das,
l'sof golem mimkomo. He'll go into gos, he'll lose his position. That's ein bo das. And Misha yesh bo das, kilu nivnasa beis hamikdash b'yamo. Is like this. Golus is all in the mind. You know what the worst part of Golus is? The worst part of Golus is that you think that this is reality. You know, it's my present state, I gotta deal with it, right? And that's the problem. Alright, as we've said in many previous shiurim, right, das doesn't mean intelligence. Like Chazal write about it, Talmud Chacham Shein Bo Das, Nevela Tova Imeno, even Talmud Chacham and still not have Das. A Chereshot of a cotton is not stupid, just as it's not a bar of Das. Right, the Mida of Das, like the word Das also means connection in Lashon HaKodesh. Das means perception of reality, your connection to reality, connection to reality. By the way, a Shoita is not stupid, a Shoita is crazy. He's what was called reality challenged. But the simonim of a shaita that Chazal give is not someone that's stupid, someone that does eccentric things, like he sleeps in a beis hakvaros, etc., etc. The shaita is crazy, what's called in politically correct terms, reality challenged. And a cotton also, a cotton's not stupid. Am Yisrael's full of iluyim, right? But a cotton is called a lav bar das because there's certain, being connected with reality and knowing how to weigh out a situation that comes with age. It's not information. The cotton's not lacking information. He's a lav bar das because he doesn't have experience. Das means is the koach of perception of reality. We have to bring. We brought a lot of rice this in our sefer on Yud Gimuk. We have a parak on Emuna v'Yediyah. So Yediyah means, perception of reality. I know that there's a standard in front of me. You can't say I was taught that there's a standard in front of me, or I understand that there's a standard. For me. That's chokhmah and bina. That's ridiculous, right? But you could say I know there's a standard in front of me because it means knowledge is contact with reality. Right.
Wait, so knowing that there's a standard in front of you is an example of?
That's a correct sentence. That's a correct sentence. Das. But if I say, I understand there's a standard here, I'm maven, and I'm maven shesh bo standard.
But isn't that just information? That's not really an awareness.
No, but it's not an incorrect statement. Because, what do you mean? You sense it. You see it.
No, I understand the contrast that Rob's trying to make.
You could say, ani yodea. It's a correct statement.
Right, I understand.
Because it's because the term das goes on perception of reality,
right,
as opposed to chokhmah and bina are intellectual processes, mm-hmm, that you're just dealing with information, whether receiving information, chokhmah, or bina expanding information. Das is, connection.
But it still has to have some relative abstractness to it for a person to be. Rav keeps using every word except for maturity. Rav used experience, the Rav used this word and that word.
Right.
But experience also. That's what I'm saying. So knowing that I have a shtender in front of me has nothing to do with experience. That's like it's like too simple. It isn't necessarily something a little bit more abstract than that. The Rav's trying to stay away from that, right? It's not something abstract. Abstract.
There is an abstract koach to das that we're going to talk about, but the etzem mida of das is perception of reality.
It just covers a very large...
Yes, it does.
A very large territory.
It does.
Reality, because reality is a standard. Reality is the relationship between men and women.
Yes.
All kinds of relationships are involved.
That's right. That's all.
Okay.
That's why it's called connection also. It's called relating. Relating is the pshat, not touching. Relating is, you know, understanding how to treat. You have to relate to a king differently than you relate to.
Okay, that's
neighbor,
all I wanted.
And that's also called shikul hadas, knowing how to weigh out the situation.
Right, we talked about it.
It's all right. Das is, you know, dealing with reality is das.
The
Talmud Chacham Shein Bo Das is he's brilliant, but he's reality challenged. Yeah.
But his problem is not gonna be that he doesn't know what it is. You're standing in front of him.
No, his problem is in his learning, because it's detached from reality.
In some other way.
You know, no, it's like these typical, Iluya Shatiris, like totally focusing on a very side point of the sugya, like 10 pages on a very side point, and the etzem of the sugya, you forgot to be mevayer. Right, that lack of shikul hadas. He doesn't have a correct way of weighting out what is the central point and what is the side point. It's a reality challenge. So he's a Talmud Chacham, but ein bo das, it means that he doesn't, he doesn't know how to weigh things out correctly. He doesn't have shikul hadas. Weigh things out correctly, which has to do with being not reality challenged, right? And that's what the Maharal says. He says it in a very complicated way, this Kiddushi HaGadus, that he says, a person's roots is his mind. And I mean, Lashon Maharal is that you have to view a man as an upside down tree, that the roots are, his head is his roots, right? And a person has no das, has no roots, that's why he's Goylem Mimkoymoy. But put it in our terms, right? Das means to be in touch with reality. If you are out of touch with reality, so of course you're not going to hold your position, right? Right. But mi'idach gisa. But this is what gets to your point. You say, there's a das has an abstract level to it. But that's what gay to call mi'shesh bo das kilu nivne beisam mikdash b'yom. Someone who has das, it's like, for him, it's like the temple is standing. That's an amazing thing. Because the pshat is like this. The whole difference between, Hashem is melech, v'machuso b'kol mashallah, right? That happens to be true, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash, whether there's not a Beis HaMikdash. The problem is that with a Beis HaMikdash, everyone knows it. Liros is pnei adon Hashem, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you see that Kosh Baruch Hu is the master, right? Right? Without a Beis HaMikdash, it's easily forgotten, right? But the man who has Das, and he is not reality challenged, he is in touch with the reality that Hashem, Hu Elokim, so for him it's like there is a Beis HaMikdash. Right? But it gets back to the point, the main problem of Golos is in the Das. That a person, perceives the Golos as reality. That is what makes the Golos so strong and so scary, and then so, whatever, so everything. Yeah. Now, with this, you can understand a very interesting Russian that we find in Chazal and in our Tfilas. Berubim tzorche amcha v'da'atam k'tzara. Kli Yisrael has any needs, and their das is short. That's interesting, Lashon. Das is short. Their balei das, they have das, but it's short. That's what I mean, short. Right? That's what we call in our terms tunnel vision. You have das, but your das is only focusing on exactly what's in front of you right now. Tunnel vision. And that's a problem. The das should not be k'tzara. It should go beyond the kates of the Golos. A man with his mind's eye, his perception of reality should be that this situation that I'm in, called Golos, is not real. Because really Hashem is the Melech even now. even while I'm here. Hashem is Melech u'machusa b'kol mashallah and einod mulvadoi. That's true even now, even with this goy ruling over me and laughing at me and asking, where is my God, right? Why doesn't he save me, right? So a person's das should reach beyond that, you know, beyond the kates of the goes, beyond the kotzer. The problem is we have kotzer das. The das is short. You know, we only perceive, our perception of reality is tunnel vision, only to see what's in front of us. Right? So now with this, right, with this very, very important yesod, right, with this very, very important yesod, we could go back to these Rashis at the beginning of the parsha and understand exactly what's going on, right? Right. There's two ways that you perceive reality, through your eyes and through your heart. Right? There's certain things that you see, you know it's real because you see it with your eyes, right? There's certain things that, you know, the mind dictates that it must be true. Right? You know, so as you call, you see it in your mind's eye, right? That's the Einayim and the Lev. So hear this very, very well. Right? The Inyan of the Parsha Stuma. What's the Inyan of the Parsha Stuma? Lama Parsha Su Stuma. What's the Inyan of a Parsha Stuma? What's the Inyan? It doesn't have that break, you know, those nine-letter break, you know, between, you know, that you have between the Parshas. So Rashi explains in Parshas Vayikra, right? Lemayu Ravachos Meshamshais, right? The breaks between the Parshas, what are they for? Right? What are the breaks for? What it breaks for? Litein revach lemoishel libonim ben parsha leparsha ben inyan leinyan. Give space for Moshe to contemplate between, you know, between the parshas, the inyan of the revach, you know, between the hafsakas, between the diburim, which is the side of the revach, between the parshas, is litein revach lizbone, space to think. Space to think. And that's another lashon that we have in Chazal. We find kotzer das. We also have a lashon of harchavas das. You know, isha noa, kelim noim, right? And dira noa, marchivim daito shel adam. The dot expands and contracts. Right? Das expands and contracts, right? Because, you know, sometimes our perception of reality is tunnel vision, sometimes it's broad, and we, you know, we figure out the whole picture and the master plan, and I just figure it out, you know, we're real with it. Right? Our perception of reality, the ending of the Parsha Stuma, no space to think. There's no Revach Lizbayne. Right? Isn't that our biggest problem? Because we're always harried and we're always running and we're always busy. We lose our, you know,
perspective.
Lose our perspective. No, it's mamash the big problem. You don't take out time to think, be mizbayne. So that's why you lose your perspective. Oh, and that's the Parsha Stuma. There's no Revach Lizbone. And what does it say? Nistemu einehem velibam shesho. The eyes and hearts got blocked. And that started from when Yaakov Avinu died. Hello? I'll drive him back at 11:15 or 11:20. I can't do it earlier than that.
It's all right. Rob, want to finish it up tomorrow night?
No, I want to finish it tonight. Right. Nista boinem, believe I'm sure you throw. That Enochinami, once Yaakov Avinu died, Klai Yisrael began to lose their perspective. So even if the physical Shibud didn't start until after the Shvatim died, right? But Nista boinem, believe I'm, that the clarity, you know, the clarity of Hashem Hu Elokim Ve'enoid Movado, that did diminish. That did diminish once Yaakov Avinu died. And this one, Amliba, the heart, mind and heart got blocked. They don't see and think clearly the way they used to when Yaakov Avinu was alive. And that's what he tried to avoid in the Bikesh Legals at Zakates. He wants to give over his clarity to them. And well, it's not a coincidence that when he says in Kapsu B'Shmu, so the Medrash says, Mikan Zochul Yisrael L'Kriyashma. No, but even before we get that, right? So now we can understand that other Medrash, that Melamed Shayu Mefuzorim, right? The pshat is like this. Yaakov Avinu could see that the Golus is already taking an effect on them, and they're bepizur. You know, things are scattered. You know, das, there's like a term, yeshiva das, everything is settled. When we're without das, so things are scattered. So, well, you're not totally, you know, You know, you just don't have the complete picture of reality. Even a person who's not a Bar Das, he reacts to stimuli, right? But it's all, he doesn't have the whole picture worked out. There's a lot of Pizur HaNefesh. A person's all harried and he's not focused. He's Bepizur HaNefesh, which is a Bar Das is not Bepizur HaNefesh, right? So they were Mefuzarim, and Yaakov wants to be Mechanis them. And part of that Mechanis them, he kaps v'shmu, Esa Sheikrem Bachrizan, his being Mekabates them was to be Megala the Kates, to keep them Mekubats, to keep them in a state of Yishuv Hadas. And that's what Melamachi Mefuzarim, they were already in a state of Pizur Hadas, and he wants to be Mekabates them, and he wants to give them Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi says, by Bezalel, V'amaso Chochma V'tvuna U'vedas, Rashi says, Chokhma and Bina, Chokhma is Masha Adam, Lomim Rabo. Bina is Masha, maybe Dora Tachdor, and it says Rashi, Das Ruach HaKodesh. Das is called Ruach HaKodesh because with Ruach HaKodesh, you have a certain take on reality that, the normal mind doesn't have. You see reality, as it were, through God's eyes, which is the real perspective on reality. So that's what it means. Kinsam Baruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is a synonym for Das. He wants to give them Yishuv Hadas, and that's Asher Yikras Abraham, Bikes Yaakov Legalis Hasakeitz, but it was blocked from him. But he did give them Kriya Shema. It says Shema Yesh Bachem. It says right there in the Medrash, right after that, when he saw that Keitz was blocked, he asked, does anyone have Machlokes? So he was Shema Yisrael. They got Klai Yisrael was Zochet to Shema, the belief that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But of course, it's not Baharchava Sadas. It's Besitum. It's Besitum. It's blocked. It's blocked. But it's there. It's there. It's just blocked. So now, the way this plays out in the big picture, we already explained in previous Shiurim. Plays out is that in a chinami, in the zman of Golos, there is no nevuah, right? Things are behester. So, there's no nevuah. Nitla ruach hakodesh min ha-neviim, right? But it's not totally gone. Nitla ruach kosh mevim, avo nitna lachachamim. Right, there is blockage. There is blockage. Right, but there is still a yesod of das that could be expanded. Could be expanded. And this das is the side of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because truly, this man of Golos. There is no nevuah, right? The das of nevuah is hidden, and this is makbil to the level called Yisrael. Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. The level of Yisrael is dead. Vayikru meis olmus. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, hine anochi meis. But that's Yisrael. The high level of Klal Yisrael we don't have in Golos. And that we're only going to have La'asid Lavai when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. But we have the Yaakov level, like we've explained in previous shiur. And the Yaakov level, the legs, we may not be ahead, but we have our heels. The Yaakov level is Keneged Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Torah that we have with us in the Golos. The Torah Shebaal Peh expanded during the Golos. Most of the Torah Shebaal Peh literature that all the Torah Shebaal Peh literature that we have was all compiled during the Zman of the Golos. Even Rebbe lived 100 years after Chorban HaBayis. You know, the Mishnah was compiled 100 years after Chorban HaBayis, etc. Then the Gemara, then the Rishonim, then the Achronim. And of course, the whole style of Torah Shebaal Peh is that you work yourself from Situm to Harchava. Right? You always start. It always starts with a Kasha. It always starts with a Suffolk. But through the Koach of Pilpul, we break out from the stima, you know, saying satum, and we're mefashet, we're poshet the shah, poshet the lashon, spreading. We spread from situm to pshat. The koch of Torah Shebaal Peh is what we take with us. So the or of nevuah is satum. But the das is still there. It's just satum. It's just blocked. It's there, but it's blocked. And the koch of Torah Shebaal Peh is, you know, what's there, and could be expanded. It's the koch that we take with us. It's besitum. But since it's there, we could take the or satum and pull it out. Right, so this is the pshat. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Right, so you know, the Mefarshim ask, you know, it's Vayechi. That sentence makes sense in English, but it doesn't make sense in Hebrew. In English, you say he lived in Mitzrayim, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is Vayogar Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Right? Or Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. What do you mean? It literally means Yaakov was alive in Mitzrayim for 17 years. He was alive in Mitzrayim. So says the Zohar. The Pshat is like this. Yaakov infused Klal Yisrael with the power of life during these 17 years. Because Golus is death. Golus is death on a national level. It may not be death for the individual, but the nation is dead. A nation not in its land is like a neshama not in its guf. On the national level, Golus is death. And Nefesh HaChaim writes about this in Haggah and Shar Aleph, that, you know, that as we're kores on a national level is Golus. The nefesh called, you know, the Shechina separates from Kutsha Brichu. The national ruach separates from the national nefesh. That's what we say in Koribon. Lemikdoshech tuv ulekodesh kudshin asar di beyechton ruchim v'nafsh. Hashem, come back to the base of Mish. There, the ruach and the nefesh is connected. Meaning, the national ruach and the national nefesh are reconnected. It's v'nichrasa nefesh ahi on a national level. Golus is national death. Yaakov Avinu is infusing Klaus with the power of life to survive the national death. And that's really what that drasha is saying in the Gemara Taz. Ve'zarcha meretz shavyam. Ma zaru b'chaim afu b'chaim. You know why we're alive? Even in Golus, we're in the land of our captors and we're still alive. That's mikoch Yaakov Avinu. And that's why Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, because what makes us alive even be'eretz shavyam? You know, in the land of our captors, we're still alive as a nation. We're not dead nationally, even in the land of our captors. Ma zaru b'chaim. You know why? Afhu b'chaim. It comes from Yaakov Avinu. The Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Right, is what makes us alive in the Golus. Mazar, and there's an equation. There's an equation here. We're alive as a function of our not being dead is the Pshat Yaakov Avinu Lomes. The koch of Yaakov, our low level, is alive and well. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yisrael died. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. And that koch is the koch of Torah Shebaal Peh. And now we understand the dialogue over there between the Amoraim. So I said, look, it says in the Chumash that he was, you know, mourned, embalmed, right? And he says, Mikrani Dorsh, I'm not coming from Tarsha Bechsav. I'm coming from a Tarsha Baal Peh perspective. Mikrani Dorsh. I'm not saying it from the Chumash. I'm saying it from the Tarsha Baal Peh. And mitzad the Tarsha Bechsav Dika perspective, he's dead. Because the aura of Tarsha Bechsav we don't have in the time of Golos. We don't have Nevu in this man of the Golos. I'm saying Mitzat Tanur Shabal Peh. And that's it. That was 17 years. Not a coincidence. 17 is Gematria Toiv. 17 is Gematria Toiv. Right? So where do you find the term? Baruch Yimisa Orki Toiv. So says the Medrash on the fact the Orki Toiv was too good. So it was the Or HaGonus. HaKadosh was going as this Or. So there's a Loshen Chazal that the Or is Gonus La'amole Torah Shebaal Peh. This hidden light is for those who toil in Torah Shebaal Peh. The light's hidden. You know where it's hidden? In the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Yaakovinu is giving over the Or HaGonus, the light that's going to be hidden. Right? But the light's there. It's hidden. It's hidden behind the wall. It's Satum. But that's the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. You know why the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh is Satum? You know, and you know, where is it Satum? I'll tell you where. In the Mishnah. Besides Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah. Right? How does Torah Shebaal Peh work? You know, it goes from Masitum Ela Pshat. You know, you're Mefashin. From where? From a Mishnah. That's where it all starts from. It all starts from a Mishnah. It's there encoded in a Mishnah, besitum, and the Gemara pulls out. And the Rishonim pull out from the Gemara. Right? But the Or HaSatum is in the Mishnah. That's the Or Satum that with a little bit of effort, right now it's besitum, right? It can't be given mefurash because we're in Golos. It can't be given mefurash. It has to be besitum, besod v'nistam mimeno, right? But it's there. And you could overcome the situm and pull it out. Right? And that's the parallel between Yaakov Avinu and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right? That's the unbelievable parallel. We already spoke about this in the Shir and Parshas told us how Rebbe was a Gilgul of Yaakov Avinu. Shnei Goyim b'fitnei chatrei Goyim elogeim. That's Antoninus for Rebbe. We mentioned this concept already. Just like Rebbe was a Gilgul of Yaakov, right? He was a Gilgul of Yaakov. Also mitzad this inyan of preparing Klal Yisrael for this long, bitter, and final Golos. Just like Yaakov Avinu prepared Klal Yisrael by the first Golos, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. His next incarnation, I don't know if it was next, might have been a few in the middle, right? But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi prepared Klal Yisrael for Golos Edom, right? And it's Niflamot, the whole Indian of the Mishnah, which was written in Tzipori over those 17 years. And that's what the Medrash says in this week's Parsha. Just like Yaakov Avinu was alive in Mitzrayim 17 years. V'chaya Yehuda b'tzipori, shva esrei shana. That those 17 years in Tzipori, he was doing a parallel Avodah of what Yaakov Avinu did in Mitzrayim. Preparing Klal Yisrael for the long Golos. And he did it by giving us the Mishnah. Right? At the Inyan of the Mishnah, says the Rambam in his Hakdamah to the Rambam Zot. So Rambam says, you know, the pa'ula of writing the Mishnah was, as it were, a conceptual parallel. Like, just like Ovi said, hitkapsu shmu, right? He wanted to gather them together, give them the koach of kibbutz and yishuv hadat. What does it say? That Rabbeinu, the technology that went into the composition of the Mishnah was... Then who kibetz kol hashmus v'chodim v'chol birim v'apirushim shalom asher Rabbeinu v'shalom ubezim kol dor v'dor v'chol torah kula v'chiber mehakol sefer haMishnah. The Mishnah was a composite. All the halachas that were mefuzer and mefarad, he was mekabetz together and put them in a chibur called the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a composition of all that was mefuzer and mefeira. Right? The act of doing the Mishnah is parallel to what Yaakov Avinu said in his generation, in kabsu v'shmu b'nei Yaakov. And the Rambam goes on and says, right? So he spread the Mishnah throughout Klai. So, v'lo masa Rabbeinu HaKadosh came. Why did he do that? V'lo yiniach hador kamotcha, just leave it the way it was until then. However, Klai so managed until then, they'll manage v'hala. Lefi shura talmidim mitmadim v'hochim v'atzor mitchadshot u'bod u'machus rishah poshet u'bod mitgaberas v'yisrael mizgalgalim v'hochim l'chas, because he saw the golus overcoming us. And include that as Klai Yisrael scattering. So he made the Mishnah as a countermeasure. And the Mishnah was compiled during these 17 years in Tzipori. He did the parallel to what Yaakov Avinu did, which is all the side of the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. That really the Etzem Or of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Mishnah, which is Besitum, beside Stam Mishnah, needs to be decoded. That's the way it had to be handed down. It was like, Yaakov Avinu, Makkah, Vinistam Imeno, so it came in the guise of the brachas that he gave. So Rabbeinu also gave us the koch of the Torah Shebaal Peh in Mishnah. But that's enough that if anyone just wants to take out the time to contemplate, he could pull out from there whatever he needs to withstand his goals. Now, as we said, the Maral in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, identifies, the three levels of Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, and he says that the Keneged Chochma, Bina, and Das. Mikra is, the Nebuah that was handed down. That's Chochma, where like whatever parallel to what a person hears from is ready. The Talmud is Bina, because the Talmud does Pilpul, Mavin Dover Mitoch Dover. Das is the Mishnah, says the Maral, because Das is to come to clear axioms, clear, immutable truths. That's how you prove something right. How does the Gemara prove something right? Conclusively, it stims with the Mishnah. If you don't stim with the Mishnah, right, to come to clear axioms, have yomer, reality perception, that's the Indian of Mishnah. Piske halacha, says the Maral, or Mishnah. That's what the poskim say also. When you're learning halacha lamase, piske halacha, you're learning Mishnah. If you're learning Mishnah Berurah, you're learning Mishnah, right? Coming to clear axioms, clear conclusions, that's the pool of Das. That's Mishnah. That's the Das that went down with us the Gauls. It's Besitum, it's Nistam. But you could pull it out, you could decode it. And that's why we find that, again, going on the parallel, that just like Yaakov Avinu Lomes, Rebbe Lomes, every door calls him Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but it actually had it was actually fulfilled in a certain way. Chazal say he used to come back on Friday nights to make Kiddush for his family. Rebbe Lomes, mamish, parallel to Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Now this Indian that he came back on Shabbos also fits with this idea. Right? The Pasuk says in Navi, in Toshif Mishabbos Raglecha, Asos Chatzecha Riyom Kochi, the Karasla Shabbos Oneg, and the Gemara in Shabbos in the 16th parak darshins that call Ma'anig as a Shabbos Noslo Nachla B'li Mitzarim. You get Nachla B'li Sof. Because it's Nachlas Yaakov Vicha. What does it say by Yaakov? Uforatzta Yam of Akedma Tzafon of Benegba. It's Niflamor. If you're Ma'anig as a Shabbos, you enjoy Shabbos, which means that you mamash don't view it as a drag. You enjoy it. It means you're connected with the reality of Shabbos. Oz tis'ana gal Hashem. You're connected with the reality of Shabbos. You get nachla b'li mitzorim. Nachla that's beyond kates, beyond the golas. Right? And that's the pshat. Ilma yisro shtei shabbosis miad heim nigolim. If you only can keep two shabbos, we get out of the golas. Because the koch of Shabbos is b'li mitzorim. It's beyond the kates, beyond the edge of golas. Right? But you know why? Because on Shabbos you have Revach ben partial or partial Yisboneh. You have a day of rest to contemplate. You have the Revach ben partial Yisboneh and you restore the Midah of Das to its full intensity. And you get Nachala B'li Mitzorim. Right now the Das is Kotzer, the Das is Satum. Right? But on Shabbos, You have the Revach ben Parsha le Parsha. You have the break, Liz Baine. And that's the person who's Ma'anig as a Shabbos is connecting with the Shabbos. He's being Mizbaine. And because he's Mizbaine, so he gets Nachla Bli Mitzarim. He's Zochatar Chavas Hadas. He overcomes the Kates of the Golos. He gets beyond the Kates of the Golos. So that's why it's no coincidence that Rebbe used to come back on Shabbos. Right? That's the day where the Das expands. Because you have that Revach, you have the Revach, you have the day of rest, you have Revach Liz Boine. So it's obviously that the Koch of Das that's Be'etzim there, just it's Satum, you have on Shabbos the Revach Liz Boine, and to pull it out, to expand it. All right, I think that's everything that we said. It's just your job to arrange it.
My mission
is... You have to be makabits all the shmuas and all the drushas. Make Mishnah out of it.